Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
We are back in the studio, and over the years, you have heard us talk about Elizabeth. Have you heard us talk about Elizabeth?
Yes, I always say really good things about her.
Mike's wife.
Yes, that's why.
And she's in the studio.
Hello.
Yay! Hello, Elizabeth. Welcome, Elizabeth.
I'm here.
Someone help me today, please.
Oh, honey, it'll be okay.
Okay.
I had to bring her in.
I know you did.
So we can have public awareness for what actually happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
What happened yesterday?
Something exciting happened.
Well, if you've been following the show since our inception, which is August of 2009, at some point early on, I don't even know exactly when, we actually talked Mike into getting a spinal checkup. He came in, he had x-rays. I think he had one, maybe two adjustments. And then we didn't see him anymore.
I'm a busy guy.
Hmm. Which is very interesting because he's probably the most educated person on chiropractic and healthcare.
I could probably adjust you guys, okay?
And then, of course, throughout this whole time, Elizabeth has been getting adjusted and educated and totally a promoter, actually, of chiropractic.
Yes, I'm a big...
She loves it.
And has referred many patients to our office.
Yes, I have, yes.
Now, this dynamic is not unusual. Actually, we see it very frequently in the office where one spouse, say, will come in, get adjusted, love it, come regularly, really adopt the lifestyle of chiropractic, and their partner will really just not be interested.
Why is that?
Well, why don't we ask you, Mike?
Oh, okay.
Well, let me give you my first impression, and not necessarily of Mike. I think, okay, in general, there's the whole concept of someone doesn't know really what it is.
Right.
They don't see the value, have no concept of it.
I don't have a backache. What do I need that for?
Exactly.
Right.
Right. So there's just no understanding of it, or there's a false understanding of it.
Or a fear.
And that's what's interesting, because Mike would not fall into that first category.
I know everything about it.
Oh, dear. Okay, so we're tapping into something here.
Right.
I already know everything about it. Why would I actually have to do anything?
You're tapping into my big empty head. That's what you're tapping into.
So what's your impression, Elizabeth, over these years of Mike and not getting chiropractic care?
Well, Mike's very stubborn.
I am.
And he is very set in his ways. And he doesn't take direction very well.
Okay, so...
That's my wife speaking, ladies and gentlemen.
So for our listeners out there who have adopted, and maybe it's not even chiropractic, maybe it's, you know, they go to the gym regularly, they really eat healthy. When you have a partner who just doesn't want to buy into your choices, how does that feel?
Well, I was getting sick and tired of waking up every morning and hearing him complain about how his neck hurt, how he had a headache, how his lower back hurt, his middle back hurt. And I just said, honey, you know, we can fix this if you want to start getting adjusted. But he would always say, no, not this.
Okay, now this is interesting because Mike, if anyone's been able to be educated on how chiropractic far transcends pain relief, it's been you. So let me ask you this. Have you agreed with much of what we said about the value of chiropractic for immune function, for wellness, for nerve system flow?
Well, yeah, the science makes sense. You know, absolutely.
But can I interject here? Because Mike has had some, I think a lot of times what happens with people who don't buy into chiropractic or buy into anything that is healthy for them, that's going to improve their lifestyle, is because they've had somewhere along the line, somebody that they have respected has made a statement about something, a negative statement about chiropractic or a negative statement about any meditation or anything, and that really gets stuck in your head for no really logical reason. I think that's what happened to Mike. I think somewhere down the line, someone has said that, you know, a lot of people think that chiropractic isn't a valid way of healthcare.
I agree that that's very common. I mean, I hear that all the time with patients. And it's interesting, wouldn't you agree, Jessica, that people can come in almost completely resistant to what we do and even tell us that. I've had people say the very first visit, I just want to let you know, I don't know if I really believe in this stuff. And usually what I'll say is, oh, good, I specialize in people like you.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely. Right. And usually their whole mindset changes very quickly. But one, going back about the whole spouse thing, one thing I've noticed is when a spouse nags, and I'm using that because that's what the other spouse usually thinks, they're being nagged to do something. So just out of principle, they don't do it. And I see that so often. Yes. So I'm wondering, did you just stop talking about it to Mike?
Yeah, I just stopped talking about it. But I'm guilty of this with my clients. And then I use this technique on him. When I see a client and I want to refer them out to chiropractic or anything like that. And a lot of people really seem to be in love with their aches and pains.
And because it's something to talk about, I guess.
Right. They identify with having back problems, and it's almost like an excuse, or, you know, they actually like being in pain, you know. And I'll just say, listen, you're going to either stop talking about this and stop complaining about it, or you can do something about it. And then I really don't want to hear about it anymore unless you're going to be willing to do something about it. And that's the way I was with him. And I just said, look, you're doing this. And
I was just trying to get some more massages from you, actually.
Well, you can still have your massages,
but there is that strategy.
But the thing about it is I just knew that he was going to feel better, but I never really nagged you about it, did I?
No.
Well, and what's a little bit sad is, you know, I would prefer that someone would come to chiropractic purely based on the principles. Like, I don't even have any pain, or if I have pain, it doesn't really matter if it gets fixed because I understand the value of chiropractic. But, you know, the reality is very few people come to chiropractic from that paradigm. It usually takes some type of pain or problem. It's just the fact of the matter. The question is, will they stay under care because they understand it versus I just going to go when I hurt?
Well, right. In this day and age, I'm seeing a lot more new patients come into the office that don't have any problems, but see their parents suffer with so many, you know, aches and diseases.
So they want to avoid that.
And taking so many pills, that they don't want to follow in their parents' footsteps. So they're being proactive with their health by coming to the chiropractor for wellness care.
I agree with that. I think that that's one of the main reasons why I wanted him to come is because... just because of the way the nature of his work, where he's kind of in a hunched over position, all, you know, for long periods of time. But I want you to stay vibrant and healthy as you age, and not
for what reason?
Just because I love you.
Oh.
But you know, and I think that the chiropractic care is a really good way of doing that. But I also think that people have these weird views that they've been indoctrinated into that it's really hard for them to change.
Well, I actually went to a chiropractor before, and I won't mention any names, obviously. And it, you know, because my back was hurt and it didn't really do anything for me.
How long did you go for?
Just a few times. This is a few years back, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it was like, okay. Didn't do much for me.
Well, and that's kind of what happens. Chiropractic is approached from an allopathic mindset. It's a treatment for something that may or may not make a difference within a few adjustments.
And it was a completely different environment than your shop.
You weren't being educated.
No.
Well, I think the other thing that happens, playing off what Jessica was saying about people coming in because they see their parents ailing, I think what also happens is people will come in regardless of if they have pains or not. And when they see their x-rays and start to be educated on how the nerve system works, they want to get their children under care so they don't grow up with the same problems.
Exactly.
You know, I adjusted a 30-minute-year-old baby
two nights ago. I saw the pictures of that.
Yeah. And he really needed it. His shoulder was stuck in the canal a funny way, and the midwife had to really twist to get him out.
Well, that's a traumatic trip there.
You know, he was born. He looked healthy. He cried. He got a high Apgar score. But we checked him, and the top neck and the skull were actually subluxated. They were off. And it just takes a little flick of the finger to adjust him. So very gentle. And he really responded well because, you know, he was so new. There's no tension in the muscles. There's no compensation that had happened over time. And he did great. So I think people start to become educated, realize that there's a value for just keeping your body healthy. It's kind of like we're not going to start brushing our teeth after we get a toothache.
Right, right.
Well, I did have a revelation yesterday, though, didn't I?
Well, this is what I like to do. Yeah. Let's take a break, and we come back. Let's let Mike talk about what his experience was starting care in the office.
Oh, good. I can't wait to hear this.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Back from break. This is Dr. Jenny, and I'm in the studio with Jessica and Mike and Mike's wife, Elizabeth. And we are discussing Mike's ascension into chiropractic care officially.
Wow.
After years of co-hosting a radio show on chiropractic.
Well, you know, we actually had the practice members who were there that day getting adjusted. Everyone stood up and clapped for him. We rang the bell. It was kind of an event.
I got an adjustment
cute.
And an angel got his wings when you hear a bell. So.
Well, one thing that was cool was Mike didn't call up and say, can you just give me a quick crack to fix my neck pain? He didn't. He actually called and said, it's time for me to begin chiropractic. I want to be doing this. And we made the decision at that time that he would make appointments, ongoing appointments for an every other week checkup. So he decided to do it. So he comes in, and I didn't really know anything that was going on with you, but you laid down on the table, and as soon as I touched your neck, I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah, I was amazed. Like, it's exactly where it was tender, and how did you know that? It was incredible.
That's what you pay me for.
I know. It was wild, but you found the spot right away.
So tell me about what had been going on.
Well, I'd been having these weird headaches on the side of my head for the past couple weeks. I've been complaining about it. Like, and it actually hurt my jaw right up into my head whenever I would like chew or something like that. And I figured, oh, well, maybe I was chewing gum too much or, you know, something's going on with that. But my neck was sore in the back. And, you know, I hunch over a mixing console all day. So that happens frequently with me. I'll have, you know, I hold a lot of tension in my neck. But as soon as you adjusted me, it was instantaneous. Like, the pain was gone. It was amazing. No, well, I texted you about it.
That's true. With your cute little emoticons.
Yeah. Aren't those things gay?
And yeah, a little. Yeah. And then, so is it better today still?
Yeah, I feel fantastic. No headache, no pain in my neck.
Now, this was very interesting to me. I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but when you went to get onto the adjusting table.
I'm used to that, Jenny.
being put on the spot.
Yes.
So I had you lie down on the adjusting table, and Elizabeth was sitting there, and she made a comment like, it's going to be okay, honey. And in that moment, I realized, oh, maybe he has a fear about getting adjusted. And I said to you, Mike, from what I feel here, we don't have to do any type of rotational cracking in your neck. We're going to do the drop work. And you seemed relieved.
Yeah. That kind of freaks me out. I'm around people that crack their knuckles or they'll crack their back or crack their neck. And that gives me the creeps.
So was that a partial reason for not getting adjusted?
Yeah,
think?
Maybe. I'm a little nervous about someone torquing my neck and it snapping. Mm-hmm.
You know? Which we absolutely didn't even need to do.
No, you did not do that at all.
So that's interesting. Yeah. I think sometimes, you know, that's the last thing I would have expected from you. Like, oh, he's a tough guy. He wouldn't have any issues with that.
I'm not so tough.
But it's interesting how some people will have fear or anxiety about the actual adjustment.
Sure,
of course. Until they realize, oh, this is all it is.
Yeah.
This is fine.
It was actually quite gentle.
It's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I also, if you relax while you're, I always make a conscious effort when I'm on the table being adjusted, I just take a deep breath and just relax my body because I think it just works better that way.
Yeah.
I noticed that you were tense on there. You were a little rigid.
Well, I was talking to someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But
that'll get easier as you're, because you didn't know what to expect.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, and then I love that I got a text that basically asked if you could come weekly instead. And I said, absolutely. That would be much better for you.
It was incredible what it did for my neck and my head instantly.
But Mike is funny because Mike doesn't really know what he likes and what he doesn't like.
I love you.
I know. I love you too, honey.
Oh, jeez.
But Mike insists that he doesn't like certain vegetables. And then I prepare them and I'll say, oh, here's your dinner. Oh, thanks for the chicken. I'm like, honey, that's eggplant. Oh, no.
So basically, you're like a 10-year-old.
My husband does the same thing.
I guess you're right, Jenny.
I'm just saying, I have one of those and that's what they're like.
This couldn't possibly be eggplant. It tastes like chicken. So
it's not a tomato. It's a moon squirter. Oh, okay.
A moon squirter?
I don't even know what that is.
Mackenzie has this
book. But I don't like it.
Book.
A moon squirter.
Yeah. Oh.
But I know my husband, and he I know when he's not telling the truth, and you really did feel good.
Oh, my God. It was incredible.
So aren't you happy
instantly.
Now?
I'm pretty happy all the time, but I'm happier now that I don't have a headache.
Okay, so here's the real question. That was yesterday, which was Tuesday. Next Tuesday, you have an appointment. If your neck feels fantastic, will you be showing up at the office?
Yeah, because you'll come get me, I think.
Do you see why you would still show up to get checked?
Yeah, because I don't want that reoccurring, that's for sure.
Well, and you know, we're not going to go into your x-rays or health history, but you know, there was reasons in the exam and the x-rays when we looked at your spine, I could see how you're prone to what you experienced.
I know, that's so cool when you go in there, you know, you scan the little thing I have in my keychain and it brings up my x-rays, and that's so high tech.
I know, we're pretty high tech.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
But honey, one of the most exciting things about chiropractic is when you continue getting adjusted, you don't know what other things are going to happen.
That's right. Well, I know that because I've done enough of these shows, 52 of them actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many hits?
Oh, 20,000, 25,000, something like that.
I guess
that.
People wow. like you, Mike.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they tune in for me, I'm sure.
One of the things I noticed about myself getting adjusted is that I sleep better.
Yes, I can say that about myself.
Yeah. That was one of the first things I noticed when I started
getting
adjusted.
Now, that's something I really need because I'm a little restless at night, and that could be part of the problem.
One of the other things that I noticed, too, is when I get adjusted, like if I'm really tired, if I'm really overtired from like being up late, or you know that tired, punchy feeling that you get when you're really...
Yes.
Yeah. I think that getting adjusted fixes that.
It definitely gives you a boost. Like I've had people say, oh, I could stop drinking coffee now that I'm getting adjusted. I just come get adjusted and I get my energy boost.
Right. It makes you have more of a focus almost.
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually have always called it, you know, I very, very rarely would get adjusted in pain over the last, you know, how long have I been adjusted? 25 years. But I call it my cloudy head feeling.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah. It's like flipping the light switch on in your head.
Yeah, that's like the clouds just part and I feel more right in my body.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
I'll keep you posted on that.
Aren't you excited?
I am.
I love it. So, Mike.
So, Jenny.
So, now that you've, you know, jumped over to our side of the fence.
The dark side. No, not really.
The side of truth.
Yes.
What would you tell somebody else who is maybe just hesitant on getting adjusted?
Don't be an idiot like me. Don't. Yeah. Well, I might not say that, but... just do it, you know, just go and check it out. And it was incredible what it did for me yesterday, you know, and you'll love it, I'm sure.
You know, the only value that I saw with you not getting adjusted these last few years was we kind of could maintain that antagonistic side to that edge to the radio show. So I'm really hoping that this doesn't like just make us all soft and
now
fluffy.
Now that I'm in the flock, you know.
Right. No. You're going to have to keep that edge for us,
there
Mike.
You go. All right.
If you want to learn more about chiropractic, you can go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com and the office is also on Facebook, so you can find us there too.
And Elizabeth, thank you so much for being here. Will you come back again?
Yes, I will.
You're
it was
so
fun.
Sweet. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.